Good morning. I'm Mandy Wood. In the news, the RCMP say a 32-year-old woman reported missing from Bible Hill on September 1st was found dead in Truro Tuesday. Cynthia Fleming had last been seen August 29th on Riverside Avenue. The Mounties say the investigation is ongoing with assistance from the Truro Police Service and the Nova Scotia Medical Examiner's Office. Nova Scotia Power says over 1,400 workers are in the field as the utility attempts to restore power to tens of thousands of customers still without electricity following post-tropical storm Fiona. Company official Matt Drover says power line technicians, forestry workers, and damage assessors are working around the clock. Drover says it's expected the majority of the outages will be restored by tomorrow night, although there are some smaller areas that could be without power into next week. He says the utility is dealing with thousands of downed trees and hundreds of broken poles. The municipality of Colchester has announced drop-off bins for spoiled food for residents whose curbside compost collection was canceled this week. The bins for the three affected zones will be set up between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. today. The bin for Zone 4 will be at the Valley Kemptown Fire Hall. In Zone 6, the bin will be located at the Salmon River Fire Hall. And the bin in Zone 2 will be placed at the DeBert Administration Building in the DeBert Industrial Park. The federal government has doubled the number of military members deployed to Atlantic Canada to help with post-Fiona recovery efforts. The defense minister says about 600 military members are working in Newfoundland and Labrador, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island, up from 300 on Monday. Elections Nova Scotia has issued a call for proposals for an online voting system. Qualified firms are being asked to submit proposals that include training, support, and the full management of a highly secure internet voting solution. The deadline for the request for proposals is the afternoon of October 19th. And New Brunswick's fuel prices are up this week. The new top price for regular self-serve gasoline is $1.619, up a cent from yesterday. The price of diesel is up 6 cents to a new maximum price of $1.996. The UARB will post our weekly price update at midnight. In sports, Aaron Judge tied the AL record of 61 home runs in a season, hitting a tie-breaking two-run drive for the New York Yankees in the seventh inning against the Toronto Blue Jays. The score for that game was 8-3 for the Yankees. In NHL preseason action, Toronto shut out Montreal 3-0, Calgary beat Edmonton 4-0, Columbus dumped Buffalo 4-1, Washington defeated Philadelphia 3-1, Chicago doubled Detroit 4-2, Anaheim beat Arizona 3-1, Vegas clobbered Colorado 7-1, San Jose defeated Los Angeles 3-1, and the Carolina-Tampa Bay game was postponed. Here's your forecast from the CTV Weather Center. Mainly cloudy today, but clearing near noon with a high of 19. Tonight, partly cloudy, clearing before morning, low of 3 with a risk of frost. And mainly sunny tomorrow, a high of 18.